Shell crackers.
Shell crackers, yeah.
And,
what's a shell cracker? That's a, you have another name for it?
No, that's all I know is shell crackers. I said perch, I believe, didn't I?
Well, are those the ones that, yeah, are those the kind that will get in a shell or something?
No, I think these fish are a shell cracker. I really don't know that much about the freshwater fish, what I mean, not as much as I do the saltwater.
Okay, well, saltwater.
But as far as the saltwater fish, why?
Got Biloxi Bay.
We've got mullet, and we've got white trout, and we've got the croaker, we've got the shad, or menhaden.
Okay, croaker's a little old.
Croaker's like a brim. It's a member of the brim family, you know.
Okay. What about pogie?
Pogie is the same as a menhaden or a shad, you know.
Oh, okay.
And
were those little fish?
Well, some of them are little, and some of them get up to be a pretty good size, you know, depending on half a pound, you know, something like that. No, they wouldn't get that long. I mean, it's the ones that get big usually just outrun the boats, you know what I mean, just last longer as the season gets in. And you have the flounder, the snapper, and we have in this part of the country caught sturgeon. It's really a freshwater fish, you know.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you got a lot of rain and stuff, you know, it's washing out into the sound. I've caught, I guess in my lifetime, I've caught approximately 4 sturgeon.
How big are they? They're big.
I've caught the last sturgeon I caught, I would say it must have been as big as that bed from tail to
man. I would love to catch a fish.
Well, I caught that thing, and that was the best eating. I mean, sturgeon is really good eating. And in fact, the fellow that owned was running the food center store where I traded, you know, you cut them, cut the head off and the tail off, you know, and they kind of got a shell on the back, you know?
Yeah.
And you skin it, you know, like you would a catfish. Or you just cut the shell off and just leave nothing but a meat, just a big chunk of meat. It was about that big. And it had a little backbone about that much in it, all the way down. So I just cleaned him on the boat and just had that big chunk of meat left. So I wrapped it all up in some papers and brought it home. So I decided I bought so many groceries, you know, for the house and big family, you know, and the boats too, you know, for this guy. I knew him real well. So I decided I'd take it over there and have it staked, you know, then cut it on the saw, because my folks had gone out of the business, you know, grocery business, sold all the equipment. So I went over there, you know, I said, hey, Bill, I said, how much you charge me to cut up a steak? He licked his lips, he said, not a dime. And he said, have you got a steak? I said, yeah. He said, you bring it over here and I'll cut it up for you. And yeah, he's the manager of the store, say.
Yeah.
So I said, all right. So I brought that thing in. And he went back there and put on an apron, you know, because he's been a butcher. He put on an apron, tied it on, boy, and he looked at that thing. He said, phew, how big you want it? Yeah. So we started cutting. He said, what you gonna do? You gonna put these in the fridge? I said, yeah. He said, you want me to wrap them for you?